patient name, Molly, is the first name, M-O-L-L-Y. Last name, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, date of birth, 6/25 of 42, date of service, 6/9 of 23. This is a 80-year-old female patient. She's brought here today by one of her caregivers. She lives in a group home. Patient has had numerous UTIs in the past. Caregiver suspects that she's going through another one. She has some slight fevers at the house, did have some nausea and vomiting. Caregiver also states that her urine has a very strong odor. Patient complains of burning upon urination, also urinary frequently, although she does use a diaper, period, new paragraph. Patient is incontinent, period, new paragraph. These are identical symptoms to prior UTIs that this patient has had before. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure, 93 over 50, pulse 54, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenating at 99%, current weight 124, allergies to morphine, current medications all reviewed in the chart, multiple medical history, diabetes, beginning Alzheimer's, dementia, period, new paragraph, surgical history, negative social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Once again, she lives in a group home and is being well cared for. She maintains her normal eating habit as well, period, new paragraph. This patient tells me that her favorite food is grilled cheese, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert. She does answer my questions, although many times those answers are not correct. For instance, she did not remember that she has one child. She told me she has two. She did remember her husband's name, who is David. He's been gone for some time now, and she tells me she misses him. Period, new paragraph. She doesn't look to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, clear. Neck, no lipodynopathy. Neck is soft. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft. She does complain of some tenderness in the suprapubic area as well, period, new paragraph. Given the given the nature of the complaint and that she is wearing a diaper, it is very difficult to obtain a urine sample. We are unable to straight cath her today. So from a clinical perspective and with the assistance of the caregiver, the symptoms, we can competently diagnose her with another urinary tract infection, which she frequently gets. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection. Patient will receive Cipro 500 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Number 10, she used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. The caregiver will continue to monitor her for improvement, and if there's any issues, she will call us or return to clinic. And, of course, if there's any exacerbation of symptoms, I've told them that they need to take her to the emergency room.